Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
Depending on when you hear this notebook, we may be right near 200,000 or we may have passed it. 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus in the United States in just the last 7 months. This past weekend in Houston, Texas, Dr. Adeline Marie Fagan died. Originally from New York, she was completing her training in Houston as a doctor who delivers babies, an OBGYN. They needed help in the emergency room, so she did a rotation there, and she did treat coronavirus patients, according to her family. In July, she got sick. She thought it was the flu, but it was not. For 2 months, she fought for her life, and it ended this weekend. Dr. Fagan was 28.